a lecture on Aretha Franklin.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Yeah. Thank you for attending the third lecture of our course on great American singers and songwriters. Today, I want to present Aretha Franklin to you. I'll be concentrating on her life and major achievements. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them in our discussion session after the lecture. So, let's get started. Aretha, or the Queen of Soul, was an American singer, songwriter, civil rights activist, and pianist. She was famous for her fantastic voice and unique performances of soul and gospel songs. Before her death in 2018, she enjoyed a career that spanned six decades. She received many, many honors. For example, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1979, a Grammy Award, and even the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005. Her full name was Aretha Louise Franklin. She was born on the 25th of March, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee. Her father was a pastor who preached in several churches, while her mother was a well-known piano player and singer. The family moved to Detroit in 1947. Aretha's mother died when she was only 9 years old. Around that time, she learned how to play piano by ear and began singing solos at her father's church. He preached very emotionally and became known as the man with the million-dollar voice. As a result, many gospel musicians visited them. Her father began managing her at the age of 12, and her first single was published as early as 1956. When she was only 16, she went on tour with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and got involved in the civil rights movement. Later, in 1968, she also sang at his funeral. At the age of 18, she decided to record pop music and got her first contract with a record company. Aretha performed in different music genres such as jazz, rhythm and blues, and pop music. Her version of Otis Redding's Respect became number one on R&B and pop charts and the theme song for the women's rights movement. Afterwards, she released many top-selling albums. By 1968, she had started touring Europe, where audiences loved her. She even appeared on the cover of Time magazine that year. Aretha kept producing albums throughout the 1970s and 80s. She came back to gospel music repeatedly and recorded an album called Amazing Grace, which sold more than 2 million copies. Once, she even gave a performance in front of Queen Elizabeth II. In 1998, she received global praise after her Grammy Awards performance. This is an incredibly nice story. That evening, Luciano Pavarotti, the famous opera singer, called the producers and canceled because he was ill. The producers were desperate and asked Franklin for help. She listened to Pavarotti's rehearsal recording of the famous aria Nessun Dorma and agreed to sing it in the tenor range that the orchestra was prepared to play in. More than 1 billion people worldwide saw the performance, and she received standing ovations. In her later years, she still made international headlines, particularly for her performance at President Barack Obama's inauguration ceremony. In 2014, she covered Adele's Rolling in the Deep, which made her the first woman to have 100 songs on Billboard's Hot R&B Hip-Hop Songs chart. Aretha remained active right up to her death and released her last album in 2017. Apart from her great success in the music business, she was a civil rights and women's rights activist all her life and performed at benefit concerts. In her private life, Aretha Franklin was the mother of 4 sons. She was married twice. Her first marriage was not happy and even included domestic violence. She stayed close to her family, and her sisters performed background vocals on her recordings for many years. In 1979, while she was performing in Las Vegas, Aretha's father was shot in his Detroit home. He was in hospital for 6 months. When he was moved back to his home, Aretha went to Detroit as well to help take care of him. Franklin herself also had health issues. She repeatedly gained a lot of weight and went on many diets. When she was young, she smoked and drank too much alcohol. When she realized that smoking was not good for her voice, she quit in 1994. In 2010, she had to cancel several concerts. There were rumors of cancer, which Aretha never confirmed. Finally, in 2017, during one of her shows in Detroit, she asked the audience to keep me in your prayers. This could be seen as an indication of her bad health.